What we're talking about is late night and early morning low clouds. With a chance of fall, chance of showers into the afternoon, with variable high cloudiness and gusty winds. Gusty winds at times around that corner of Sunset and Alvarado. Yeah, I know, things are tough all over. When the thunderstorms start increasing over the southeast and south central portions of my apartment, I get upset. And a line of thunderstorms was developing in the early morning hours ahead of a slow-moving cold front. Cold-blooded. With tornado watches issued shortly before noon Sunday for the areas including the western region of my mental health. And the northern portion of my ability to deal rationally with my disconcerted, precarious emotional situation. Cold out there. Colder than a ticket taker's smile at the Ivor Theater on Saturday night. Flash flood watches cover the southern portion of my disposition.
Yeah.
There was no severe weather well into the afternoon, except for kind of a lone gust of wind in the bedroom.
And welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Monday edition, November 7th, direct and live from Central France. Daryl Bradford Smith with you today. I am your host for the next, I guess, hour and 50 minutes. It's great to be with you here today, ladies and gentlemen. We got a lot of news coming up today. A lot of stuff is happening. A lot of things are in the wind right now. And they're lighting the country I'm in on fire as I speak. And many of the people over there are getting really not an accurate news picture of this mess over here. And I'm going to give you a little bit of my take on it so that you have an idea of maybe just how bad things really are. I got to be honest with you. The places that are on fire, if they've given you the impression it's anything, it's small businesses. It's in fact, it's the neighborhoods themselves where the people who live there are doing it to their own neighborhoods, which is insane. I mean, you know, they've got a corner store that they live next to, and they burn that. They've got a car in their parking lot, and they burn their neighbor's car. I mean, of course, it has a potential to even get larger. There are 300 separate reported incidents in 300 cities. It's turning into outright rebellion if you take a look at it on a larger scale. And let's talk about the reasons why. In 1970, a president named Valerie Giscard d'Estaing brought in North Africans to act as a cheap labor source. And what they did was they brought him out in without regard to education level, and for the most part, people leaving North Africa, mostly Algeria, the ones that left Algeria were not the best and the brightest. What the people that left Algeria were generally, they're unemployed, they're least capable or least well educated, in fact. And as they arrived on the shores of France, there were factory jobs available at Renault and all of these other companies in the 1970s. Well, the people we're dealing with right now are the second and sometimes third generation of this group that came in. Now, you have to understand the culture from the North Africans. They have large families. They don't believe in small families. These women don't work generally. It's the man that works. It's a traditional type of arrangement. And they have 5 and 6 children. Now, they're stuck in these massively huge blocks, apartment blocks, 2 bedrooms, 5 kids and a father and mother, with no hope of ever leaving that apartment block set up. Kids everywhere, and terrible prejudice being experienced when they try to go out into the job market. So 60, 70, 80% unemployment rate between the ages of 18 and 26 for the North African group. So they're just hanging around trying to, you know, pick up pieces of what they can get, stealing when they can. And this has been going on for a long, long time. And as the economy in France has globalized, like it did in America, most of the Renault jobs have left. So even the parents of these people are not any longer receiving help. So there has been a real poverty trap that's grown up around these cities. The Banyol is like a term for a ghetto region of these cities. Anyway, what's turned out to be a huge mess, ladies and gentlemen, and I got to be honest with you. Where it's going to end, I don't know. It has been exacerbated by the interior minister here. He's actually called these people Rakai, which means dirtbags. And of course now, you know, there's, you have to understand, there's 6 to 8 million of them angry, and you're calling them dirtbags. So of course they're going to extend the mess that they're creating, which gives the government more of a reason to crack down. And it's a vicious cycle. We're talking about the half the nation here is burning at some point. Anyway, so that's what's happening here in France. All around the globe, ladies and gentlemen, it looks like we're starting to descend here. The American economy created practically no new jobs. We're talking normal job creations, about 150,000. They downgraded that figure to about 125,000 expectation. But in fact, only 50,000 jobs were created. So way less than half of a reduced number were produced. That does not bode well for the upcoming months, ladies and gentlemen. We are looking at an implosion, as you may be getting the feeling of. We are also looking at problems with this avian situation now. Whether or not that's going to hit humans anytime soon or not is immaterial to the fact that it will force people to, through fear, to tighten their budgets, which will further contract the economy. And we're looking at an implosion of the housing market. So we've got a triple whammy happening on this score. And now that Europe itself is starting to come under pressure, we're talking about the two largest trading partners are both imploding financially. This could end up in short order as a disaster financially as well as every other way. And of course, as with the bird flu, they're going to take full advantage of it. In fact, there may be very good reason to believe that they are using agent provocateurs in all of these instances to make it worse. I have no direct evidence of it except a feeling in my stomach that that's probably what's happening. They do want this to implode. They do want disorder. They do want control to be placed by a militarized police. And they do want us to be recontrolled under a full governmental system that's implemented worldwide through the Zionist bankers. Now, am I crazy for thinking that? Well, I've got mountains of evidence that prove that. Mountains. Their own documents, their own white papers, their own words in interviews, their own documents from Herzliya, from Herat's, which you'll hear later on when my guest comes on. The stuff that is happening in the world has actually been admitted by these people. Their goals, their interests, their machinations for world control have actually been voiced by these same people. So that's where I get it from. You know, you listen to Alex Jones, he tells it like it is from the documents themselves. I mean, you don't have to go very far, ladies and gentlemen, to find what these folks are doing. When we come back, we're going to talk about a news cycle here on some of these issues, and then we're going to pick up my guest at the bottom. Daryl Bradford Smith, IAmTheWitness.com. You got to go to that site. It is off the hook, ladies and gentlemen. Be right back.
Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Developed to support respiratory health, Mucolixir is a new and unique product offered by Allergy Research Group. Mucolixir contains microdose DNA, a novel regulatory or signaling compound which appears to regulate mucus and cilia motion. Based on preclinical investigations and clinical trials, the small amount of DNA in Mucolixir may support healthy mucus levels via a regulatory mechanism. Dr. Albert Dahlberg, MD, PhD, states that microdose DNA does not cause any gene transfer. It is very safe and can be of considerable help to many people. Numerous doctors and patients have used Mucolixir with great results. There are dozens of scientific publications from university research on the use of the synthetic form of DNA for immune support in lung health. However, the DNA in Mucolixir is naturally occurring and is used only in microdose amounts. This novel approach has stunned both doctors and patients. Mucolixir can be found by visiting allergyresearchgroup.com or by calling 1-800-545-9960.
Hey, Jack Blood here from Deadline Live. You know, it seems people will steal anything and everything you have. If you have a house with some equity, a car, a truck, RV, there was someone looking for a way to rip it off. And what about those government agencies? You know, the ones, those alphabet agencies. Did you know that they get raises, promotions, and bonuses based on what they see? And they can do it without due process. This is how the establishment has been attaining real wealth for centuries. And now you can learn the secrets that the elite have used for generations. Wealth-hiding secrets of the elite are exposed in this best-selling book, Bulletproof Asset Protection. Find out how you can make it look like you have no equity in your property, or make it look like you own no property, and a whole lot more. Order the book and DVD now for one low price. Get Bulletproof Asset Protection now. Call them 888-240-3337. And that's 888-240-3337. Or go to assetprotectionteam.com. Tell them you heard it on GCN.
Thanks for listening to The French Connection with Daryl Bradford Smith on GCN.
And ladies and gentlemen, we are back. Daryl Bradford Smith with you here today, direct and live from Central France, on fire on the radio and on fire all around me over here, ladies and gentlemen. Great to have you here on this Monday. We've got some interesting stuff here in the news cycle as well, and I think well worth talking about here. You know, they're starting to talk about us using chemical weapons over in Iraq against the civilian population. Not surprising. Those accusations have been made as far back as Fallujah, ladies and gentlemen, and there's a very, very strong evidence to believe these accusations. What we're doing over there is we're training our young men to become just murderers. I mean, it's violent. It's just unbelievable what we're doing to our troops and to these people. I have no business over there. You know it. I know it. Anybody who takes a look at this whole thing knows it. And the other issue I want to bring up today, you know, is talking about 9/11 as the crux issue, the the main issue, the most important issue, because it is the issue that all the governments in the world, including the United States government, have used to put in these draconian, bizarre Patriot Act type legislations. It's happened in Germany, it's happened in Britain, in France, in Italy, in Spain, and Canada, and Mexico, and of course Australia, and all the rest. And the fact of the matter is that was an inside job. It is clear as a day, ladies and gentlemen, that the Israelis were involved in that explosion, in that demolition, in that mass murder. And we're going to talk today with my guest, Eric Hufschmidt, who has written one of these seminal books, which is available on my website. It's called Painful Questions. Ladies and gentlemen, it is the most powerful photographic as well as written evidence that this was a job done by Mossad agents, by these phony art students and these phony moving company people. Look, they tested these people's vans and found bomb residue in all of them. The World Trade Centers allowed a large group 2 months in advance to start visiting the World Trade Centers as a, what they called, asbestos abatement team. Now, at the same time, they let go of a bunch of staff of security and a bunch of staff of maintenance and replaced them with these people. Oh, boy. The smoking guns are everywhere here. I mean, and they all lead back to a Mossad connection. Now, do I think the Israelis are entirely alone in this thing? No. There are elements from MI6. There are elements from the American CIA as well as FBI. It was the FBI that confiscated a lot of the camera equipment and a lot of the stuff that was would have pointed to the truth. It was the FBI and the NSB, the group that was supposed to be taking care of the crime scene after the implosion that allowed all that stuff to be taken away. Look, there was a complicity up and down the American government, so it certainly wasn't just the Israelis doing this, but they were principal in the execution of this plot. Now, for what? We've talked about it. We talk about the New World Order all the time. These people are the New World Order. I listened to Alex today, and there was a very powerful discussion today regarding these bankers and why they're doing this stuff. It's all about power, ladies and gentlemen. Some people say it's about Satan, and it's about Judaism, and it's about Semitism, and it's about Catholicism. That's all a diversion. It's about power and control. It's simple. They are using those hot-button issues as tools, kind of like a carpenter using a chisel, or he's going to pick up his hammer, or he's going to pick up an awl, or he's going to pick up a drill, or whatever. And all of these things are available to these manipulators to put their policy, their process into motion. So take a look at this for what it is. It's a power grab, ladies and gentlemen, but for the first time in human history, it's a worldwide power grab. It is for China. It is for Japan. It is for Australia. It's a worldwide usurpation of all human dignity and freedom, period. We will be enslaved after these people get their power grid in place, because of course, we've talked about it on the French Connection. They have technologies today that will be able to tell them if you are walking next to a known dissident, if there are question marks on your dossier, and someone else with a questionable dossier come into the same area, they'll know. And if you're walking around without your identification chip on you, they'll know that too and immediately arrest you. So here's the facts. You will always get nipped in the bud prior to anything happening. You're gonna get stopped. You're going to get jailed. You're gonna get tortured, because torture now is illegal. I mean, is legal in the United States. We've got a president pushing it. We've got an attorney general that's sanctioning it. And we've got Congress who's not trying to really stop it. They're lending lip service to the fight against torture. So simple facts. If we don't win now, we're going to lose. If we don't fight now, the battle will be lost. So pick it up, ladies and gentlemen. Take the French Connection and rebroadcast it. Pick it up and send it to a friend, the link. Send the link to my website to them. Let people hear these truths, these broadcasts. Let us get big. Let us get larger, larger, larger than them. We know they're falling apart as far as their numbers, but that does not stop their control grid from increasing its stranglehold. What we need to do is become a massive force against them, and it can take place if you take the effort, make the effort. Send my link to others. Word of mouth. None of these fake websites are going to help. 911truth.org, a phony organization, ladies and gentlemen, from start to finish. That doesn't mean everybody in it is phony. A lot of them are useful idiots, and they've been duped. But that's a phony organization. There's many phony organizations with many paid shills in them. And the simple truth is they're not going to tell you that the Israelis are involved in this. You don't even hear about the 120 art students arrested and their vans being full of bomb residue. And you don't hear about them doing asbestos abatement just before, or the transfer of those buildings to the hands of Silverstein from Port Authority, or Marvin Bush being the director of security, on and on, or the confiscation of the crime scene, or the fact that the video cameras were not working in the area for weeks in advance of this bombing, so they had no photographs of the people coming in and out of the building. All of this stuff, they did the same thing in Oklahoma City. And they murder people over the truth. They do. They just come right out and they shoot them, or they hark inside them like they did Gary Webb. This stuff is real. And it's happening in a massive way. We've got evidence that Martin Luther King was put out, and this allegations with the aid and abet of Jesse Jackson. That would explain his meteoric rise to prominence in the black community, because he really has acted as the spokesperson of the black community, but he certainly is not. And you're going to hear a lot of evidence coming up tomorrow about that from someone who spent years researching the facts about this man. Ladies and gentlemen, Maxine Waters is one of the largest recipients. She's from Compton. The largest recipients of PAC money from the Israelis. You've got to start understanding that we are bought and paid for in the United States, and unless you stand up and start spreading this information, we're going down in flames. Daryl Bradford Smith, IAmTheWitness.com's the site. We're coming right back with Eric Hufschmidt. Don't go anywhere.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's MANGOSTEEN market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Hi, I'm Bobby Lyga with today's Car Clinic Minute. What's in a name? Plenty. And if you drive a Chrysler, Dodge, Honda, or Rolls-Royce, I'll tell you about the humble beginnings of the men behind these great automotive names when we come back. Bobby Lyga's here with car killer number 7 on my 10 most wanted list. What causes your engine to overheat? Usually it's corrosion and buildup in the cooling system. A BG cooling system service flushes that murky, discolored fluid, replacing it with premium coolant and conditioner. And it comes with a free protection plan. Remember, not all scheduled maintenance is the same, so go to bgfindashop.com to find a BG cooling system service now.
BG.
automotive dynasties were built by men who started small but dreamed big. Young Walter Chrysler worked as a mechanic in a railroad house where he made his own tools. Working class Sekiro Honda first designed and sold piston rings to Toyota. The Dodge brothers, John and Horace, began their fascination with wheels as workers in a bicycle company. Charles Rolls was born rich. But Frederick Royce earned his first paycheck as a bird scarer. Do you have a dream? I say with a little inspiration and a lot of perspiration, you can roll it out. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love it.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Broadcasting loud and proud from France, it's the French Connection on GCN.
And ladies and gentlemen, it's great to have you back with me right now. We've got a guest coming up right now, somebody I've been working with now for several months, and we have really turned the heat up on the truth here and on the bad guys over the last month. And how do we know we've turned it up? Well, the stream has been getting attacked. Our website is being vilified on the alternative press. We're over the target, ladies and gentlemen. But here's the good news. 15 weeks, and we've had 10 and 15,000 people a day arrive at our website to read our news and listen to our downloads and do the investigating. That's 15 weeks, ladies and gentlemen. If that kind of growth continues, we will in 6 months' time be the largest alternative news source around, period, bar none. That includes everybody. Fact is, we are growing so quickly that it is actually I'm almost dumbstruck by the growth, and it's really a lot to do with my partner on the project as well as my friend. His name is Eric Huffschmidt, and I'm going to bring him up right now. Eric, are you with me?
Yes, I'm here.
Well, we're punching way above our weights, Eric. You know, the truth rings true. It seems to me that when you end up hitting a truthful tone here, people hear that. They know that it's not hype or hooey. You know, when we've come out against some of these liars and some of these people and just pointed out clearly what they've been doing, people have woken up to this and said, wow, okay. There have been some people that have tried to hang on to these folks, and others probably working for them. But we're really getting rid of some bad guys and adding some real tough news to the cycle, aren't we?
Oh, yeah, and I think what it is when people see, you know, what you have to say, what I have to say, and what somebody telling the truth has to say. I mean, after a while, it starts getting a little obvious that, you know, why are some people always, you know, being vague or evasive, or their articles are just plain confusing. And then other people, they get right to the point, and it's verifiable. So I think that's the advantage you have when you're telling the truth. You don't have to worry. You know, you can put it all out there. You don't have to worry about somebody else, what they have to say. They're the ones that have to worry because, you know, that eventually it does come out. When you spread it all on the table, look at it all, eventually it's obvious. Some people are making sense and some people aren't.
Well, there are some people out there not willing to go very far, but they're still hanging on to the truth. But for whatever reason, I'll give a good example. I like him. He tells the truth as far as I've been able to find out, Ray McGovern, except that he does have his limitations, but each visit he's made with me, he's taken the ball a little further down the field. So there are people who are not willing to go full tilt, but they're still not part of disinformation as far as I can see.
Well, the government officials, you can sort of understand it. You know, they probably are going to wait for more support from the public, and that right now is kind of lacking. And, you know, the support from the military, you know, anybody in the public is, I mean, anybody in the government is going to be looking at all these mysterious airplane crashes and suicides and think, I think I'll wait a little longer before I say anything. Because they must know what's going on, especially if they've been in places like the CIA for whatever 20 years or so. They must know this. So
well,
you can.
But it doesn't. It doesn't mean. And here's my point. You know, people like Dave McMichael, CIA, Ray McGovern, CIA. I've got MI5 folks and stuff. Of course, they don't tell me the truth, but they stop short of telling me everything they know.
Yeah,
is that fair to say?
Yes, because I think if I, you know, you got to put yourself in their position, you'd be a little concerned too when you watch everyone around you getting shot and they're calling it suicide or an accident. So you can see why they're only going to want to go so far. And it's up to the rest of us to push it all the way and force it out.
Well, the other thing I think I can claim some part in is pushing the discourse, the dialogue, as it were, forward. I mean, we're kind of out in the front of exposing the Zionist element here.
Yeah.
And, well, here's the thing about it. To say that this is only Israel or to say it's Jewish people is really a disservice to the truth. There are many millions and millions of Jews around the world who are not Zionists and don't have any part in this. So that needs to be said up front. And in fact, some of my best and most ardent supporters, our ardent supporters, are Jewish. So the fact is, and I'll give a good example, Michelle Shostakovsky for one. How about Henry Mackow? How about, you know, there's a lot of people out there who are fighting for the truth, who are from the Jewish community, rabbis even. So the truth is it's not a Jewish issue. I think they're using the divisiveness of what religion can do for them instead of really it being a Jewish or a Catholic or a situation like that. What do you think?
Oh, yeah, they can use that to get people fighting over things like anti-Semitism, which it has a lot of advantages. For one thing, it just distracts people, if nothing else. It can cause a lot of disruptions just by getting people to fight, you know, whether it's over liberal or Democrat, Republican or conservative or whatever. You know, getting people to fight helps them in any case, and then getting them to fight over anti-Semitism, that's great because people are very emotional about that issue. But, you know, it's the fact that we have to constantly make these remarks, oh, I'm not anti-Jewish. I mean, this is equivalent to every time you say the Bush administration has committed a crime, you have to stand up. Well, I'm not saying all Americans. I'm not saying all Republicans. I mean, it's stupid. There's got to be a point when we can stop saying making these little disclaimers. It's absurd, and it's almost, you got to wonder after a while, why do you have to constantly do this?
Well, I have to because there is a sense in the world that they have been persecuted, and that has to be battled back in doses, just as we have to battle back. Some people can't go full tilt because they have to carry the truth with them, and they don't want to alienate. And because this is a game of inches and a game of numbers, we don't want to alienate people. We want to bring them to the truth in a way that we're going to carry the force of our truth with us. And I think that's why I principally do it, as well as, you know, there are some very draconian laws that have been instituted worldwide that have to be recognized as well.
Yeah, and see, part of the reason it's so difficult to discuss the whole subject of anti-Semitism is if you look at some of the remarks coming from some, like the one attributed to Theodore Herzl that's on your site right now, where it says, I shall induce anti-Semites to liquidate Jewish wealth. The anti-Semites will assist us. I mean, we got a real problem. This is equivalent to George Bush creating hordes of anti-Bush groups out there. And then whenever you talk about Bush, you got this backlash because now you got all these anti-Bush groups out there also. I mean, they are creating so much of the anti-Semitism and then trying to push it on us. It makes it really difficult to discuss the issue. It's a real clever deception technique.
Well, let's take a look at one of them. Hal Turner. This guy, he's got his website down on that Herzliya, you know, ISP.
Oh, the Herndon one?
Yeah. And he's promoted some of the most venomous and obscene types of rants, and basically they point to him and say, "Look how crazy these anti-Semites are. They're dangerous. We've got to stop them from doing it. We need hate crimes legislation."
Right. And what's interesting is it was probably before you got involved in radio. There was about a year or two ago. I remember seeing him on a site. I need money. Help me! Help me! I need money. I mean, if what he was saying is true, he's in that situation where he's vulnerable for somebody to come in and say, yeah, you want money? Here's some money, and in return, here's what you're going to do.
Well, Eric, we got to take a break. I got the music come into my ear here. When we come back, we got a lot of stuff to talk about, my friend. It's going to be a very, very interesting and informative show. Don't go anywhere, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back.
In the past few years, millions of Americans have made the switch to natural products. Herbs, minerals, vitamins, and essential oils are now being recognized as the safest and most effective products in the quest for good health. Introducing Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste. Vitamir has created unique and natural patented formulas that set them apart from any other oral hygiene products. The folks at Vitamir have blended zinc, folic acid, myrrh, and clove oil into gentle but effective products that freshen your breath and fight gum disease. Good health starts in your mouth, and regular use of Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash is a powerful front line of defense against gingivitis, bleeding gums, and folks with braces or dentures will love that clean, fresh, just from the dentist office feeling. And once you've tried Vitamir, you just may find that no other toothpaste or mouthwash will do. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste today. You'll be glad you did, and so will that special someone in your life. Call 877-817-9829 to order Vitamir oral hygiene products today. Try Vitamir, and you'll feel that squeaky clean sensation others just talk about.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business in the American empire, instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send for your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The French Connection is on and in English on the Genesis Radio Network.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. Daryl Bradford Smith coming to you live and direct from the burning nation of France. And, Eric, you know, there is a descent here, a slide we're experiencing worldwide. It looks like they may be orchestrating an implosion of the financial structure. Now, let me tell you what I talked about in the first part of the show. Maybe you didn't hear it. The housing bubble is blowing in America. We've got unemployment. I mean, the employment figure, 52,000. They had expected 150,000. I think that's probably an exaggeration. We've got inflation starting to explode. We've got no quality job creation. We've got Europe on fire. Look, that's our number one trading partner. Of course, all of these events are going to make people tighten their belts. They're not going to be buying the new washing machine or refrigerator or whatever else. It looks like a recession slash then depression is well on its way to starting into fruition. And then we've got the bird flu sitting out there being hyped and pushed. It looks like this is a orchestrated destruction of the finances of the world. What do you think?
Well, it does appear that way. If it's not deliberate, then it's just amazing incompetence, because somebody is not just causing that, but I mean, there's a lot of other troubles with our schools, with the immigration. It looks like they're creating a lot of the problems on purpose. And I don't know. It's hard to figure out which is on purpose and which is just due to incompetence. But it does look like it's a deliberate attempt. That's for sure.
Well, I told the listeners about them importing huge numbers of North Africans. Well, let's juxtapose that same argument onto the American model. And we've done the same with Salvadorians and Mexicans and Costa Ricans. And, of course, we've driven down the wage base, we've driven down the quality of our education, and we've driven up expectations of the public, meaning everyone in America who's born and raised there thinks that all they need to do is, design something or become a porno star or become, and in 5 years they can quit working at 30 and own a big boat. And in other words, no one wants to work 40 years like their parents did to have a decent life. This is let's get rich quick and figure out a way to scam the world. And it's a moral decay that is absolutely prevalent in every part of the country, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. It's an attitude of, find someone else to do the work. And what's ironic about it is with the technology we have today, we could make it easy. We don't have that much work to do anymore. With machines and all, it's easy to get food and houses and all that. So if we were to share the work, it's not a big load. If you remember when our parents were raising us when we were little kids, a lot of people were living on one income. It wasn't any big deal. Today, it should be even easier with the technology we have. But it's like you were saying, look at the way they bring immigrants into the country. Over here in Southern California, it looks like they are deliberately trying not to let them learn English. They're making excuses saying, well, the kids don't know English, so let's not teach them in English, let's teach them in Spanish. But if you've ever been around kids, they pick it up so fast. This looks like a deliberate attempt to have all the Mexicans grow up not knowing English, which is going to cause racial problems, not just among the Americans, the European descent, but even the Mexicans that grew up here and know English. It's already causing trouble. So it looks like they're deliberately just trying to break society down in so many ways, create bad attitudes with the kids so that they think they can get rich quick, just become a lawyer or whatever. And then with the Mexicans, they'll bring them in and then not teach them English, which does nothing but cause trouble everywhere.
Well, Eric, I'm taking a look now. I'm not optimistic. And the thing that I've been trying to do along with you, we've worked hard at just getting a critical mass with the French Connection's message and with the people we've brought on and interviewed, and some of the writings that you've pushed out of out of your end of things. The fact is, we are making a difference, but it's not big enough yet. How do you see this French Connection going in the future here? I mean, do you see us growing exponentially? I've just been shocked that we started this website 15 weeks ago when we've got these kind of numbers.
Well, yeah, it can, if people start realizing that they can't wait for those big groups to help them. This is the message I think that people really need to understand. If the world changes, it's going to be from these ordinary individuals that nobody knows. It's not going to be from the MUFONs or the Green Parties or the Democrats or the John Kerrys. They're not doing anything. They are suppressing it all, or they're part of it, and so what people have to realize is don't just relax and think, oh, there's a lawsuit now filed by Phil Berg against the government. We all can relax now. Or there's going to be indictments. Tom Flacco says indictments are coming. We can relax. We can't relax. These big groups are going to do nothing. It's up to individuals, and they wonder, well, what can I do? All they have to do is once in a while tell their friends, their neighbors, just ask them, have you looked into the World Trade Center attack yet? Have you looked into the USS Liberty? Just bring it up once in a while. And if only they affect one or two people, they've just done something.
Well, we're punching way above our weight there, Eric. And on the website, I want to talk about some of the people we've been able to out as disinformation and misinformation and useful idiots. And the list is growing. And a lot of people have come out against what we've done, and you know that we're making making a lot of people mad there, Eric. But the fact is, these people needed to be outed. We've got to get rid of the riffraff. We've got to get rid of the people who are sucking up a lot of the effort. And when we come back, we're going to make our list known, and then when we have the next segment over the half of the show, we're going to actually talk about some of these people. So, ladies and gentlemen, stick with us. We've got to dish the dirt on some bad guys when we come back.
Let's face it, we know that we're less than perfect when it comes to our diets. We all eat sugar, saturated fat, salt, probably don't get the exercise we should, and we all have to deal with daily stress. And all the vitamins and supplements in the world won't help you if your immune system is compromised because of our less than perfect eating habits and lifestyles. That's why Agaricus Bio is the number one dietary supplement that you should consider an absolute must if you're going to take any at all. The immune system is your body's first line of defense against disease, and Agaricus Bio strengthens and supports your immune system. That's why it's become the most popular immune support system for people and pets in Japan. A one-month supply of Agaricus Bio is only $34.95, and that's a small price to pay considering the alternatives. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. How many times have you heard about people taking vitamin C and other vitamins and supplements to fight a cold? Well, with Agaricus Bio, you might not catch that cold in the first place. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and order today. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at gcnlive.com or call 877-300-7645.
And ladies and gentlemen, we're back for our 3.5-4 minute segment here. My guest with me right now is my partner and hardworking man for the truth here, Eric Hufschmidt. He is the writer of Painful Questions, and his website is hugequestions.com. And I'm Daryl Bradford Smith at hotmail.com. I am the witness at hotmail.com or I am the witness.com. Either of those, you can get my information. Eric, let's get down the list of people we've been able to out here. I want to extend that list out into getting a lot more and more of these people out of our way here. We've got Mr. Flacco. Let's start with Tom Flacco. We started out by ripping him with the Amelia Earhart thing, and then he came out and said what? He said that she was found on, that Olson was found on the border of some
Poland and Austria or something ridiculous. Yeah, I know. He claims that she was arrested, not just found, arrested. So she's sitting in jail somewhere.
And she had lira on her, which no longer exist.
Right. Yeah, so, I mean, his reports are so incredibly stupid. And now John Carlson is coming out with one that's incredibly stupid. He just had it posted the other day at who knows how many sites. I know Rents has it if you want to look at it. He is trying to tell us that there's a white jet, a 35-foot. He even knows the length. He says it's 35 feet long. It was a white jet taking off from an aircraft carrier near New York City, and it guided a Boeing 737 into the South Tower. And then he shows us a picture that of this, what looks like a white trail. It's what, you know, if you remember when the South Tower got hit, a couple objects went flying out the other side, apparently an engine and maybe a... So he's showing a picture of this white trail. Says, oh, look, there's a trail of the white jet that guided the Boeing 737 in. I mean, it's becoming like Tom Flacco, where he's saying things that are so incredibly stupid. All I can guess is that what these people are doing, all of them, and see, you got to remember, when you find one rat, follow him to the nest, you're going to find more. They all help each other. They all promote each other. Carlson, Flacco, Rupert, Carl Schwartz, all of these people. There's probably dozens more if you follow them. What Carlson is doing is making remarks that are so incredibly stupid that if a normal person were to hear about 9/11 and say, well, I'll look on the internet, I'll have to check this out and see what these conspiracy theories are. So if they were to look at something like Flacco or Carlson, you know, they're going to look a little bit and think, yeah, it makes sense, and then they're going to start getting into the really stupid things and think, you know, these conspiracy theories really are stupid. These people really have mental problems. And that might be what this technique is. Make remarks that are so stupid and then spread them all over the internet so that people are almost certain to run into them, that they will give this impression to people that we really are crazy.
Well, the fact is, what I've always called for and what you've called for is to keep this, the truth as simple as possible. We know 10 or 12 different facts that are absolutely irrefutable and provable easily. And we should just cohese around those facts and not debate those others. Let that be done by history.
Yeah.
Because this way we don't end up having to pee on our own feet. We end up just standing there with our truth, and you can't assail it. When we come back, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go down the list. We've got, let's give them a little taste here. Mr. Rupert, we've got Mr. Ritter, we've got a lot of them. Ladies and gentlemen, after the break, we got lots more to come. Stick with us.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.